Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, dear listener. This is Ian Lee, one half of the non-award-winning TLNA duo of Ian Lee and what's her name? I just want to quickly thank our sponsors for making this podcast possible. GELaw.co.uk. Big up, Gregorian! Richard Gregorian and his team will make your divorce go as smoothly as possible. They will treat you like human beings and make sure that you do not get any worse a relationship with your ex-partner, and it really helps for the kids as well. At Poseidon Safe, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Devon and Cornwall safer. Well done, Nick. Thank you. We need more people like Nick and more dogs like Zeus to make this country and this world a much better place. Hey, 34sp.com is an ethical web hosting site. If you use the code TLNA, you will get 3 months web hosting absolutely free. And finally, we're sponsored by the mighty, mighty Viz. If you want three issues of Viz for a quid, go to subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. That is subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. That's subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. On with the show.
Two lost lambs, old hands, find a man, not a man, understand, he's the daddy son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar. In the lake of fire, Satan, can you hear us? We are on our way. I'd just like to give our praise today. That's the Akamite way.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Oh, baby, here's some news. Before we go on the front page and we get swarmed with like 3,500 viewers,
let's this just is tell just these guys, regulars. Yeah.
I haven't had a poo today, and I am really, and Catherine is really, we are really feeling the effects. there's a cat. There's a cat.
And the cat is looking at us like, what? What's the big fuss about?
Judge. Judge? Judge? Are you doing, Judge? Judge? What do you think?
He's a good boy.
He's a silly sausage.
Haven't had a poo today, guys, and it is so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable, George. I'm not constipated. I've just not had the time.
No.
You can't sit like that, mate. That's weird. You've got your front paws on me, your back paws on the table. Off you go. No. You want to stay? Well, you can stay, but you can't sit half on and up. Come and sit on me. Come on, darling boy. You used to be shoulder cats. You and your sister used to be shoulder cats. Can you still do the shoulder? Hey, boy. Hey. Okay. There we go. Are you going to... George? Hello, Matty. Hello. Hello, darling boy. I love you so much.
Very gingerly.
Poor
George.
I love it.
Don't laugh.
Oh, let's see. We've just put down Big Boy's dinner. I wonder if he's eaten it already.
Hello, sweetie. I'll move these.
He's eaten it already. Hello, already. We miss Big Boy. Haven't had a poo today. I've timed some people out already. They're annoying me, suggesting Catherine might win tonight's quiz. Why are the viewer figures so low? Are we on the front page? Let's go to Twitch.
Let's go to Twitch and let's find out who exactly is on the front page tonight. If it's not us. If it's not us. We're going to go home. We're going to go to... Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
WD Black.
Who's this loser?
That was my storage solution. I had WD
Black storage products. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. Is that... And there we go. That's us.
Oh,
that's us watching
us. Now we
showed
other people. Quick.
No, but that's us watching us.
Okay, that's good.
Show
other people. Quick.
This is us watching us. Shush. Hello, Ian. How are you? I'm fine, thanks, Ian. How are you? Good, thanks. I'm fine, thanks, Ian. How are you? Good, thanks. How are you, Catherine?
I'm all right.
How are you, Catherine?
I'm all right.
Glad to hear it. Are you good, Ian?
I'm all right.
Glad to hear it. Are you good, Ian?
Yes, right. Kath?
Glad to hear it.
I'm fine.
Yes, Kath? Glad to hear
it. I'm fine.
Yes, Kath? Now, if people are watching this on the front page as we are, they'll be going, well, why would we go in on this? This is the most insane thing ever. Saying that is dude is the creator of the Game Awards. We've got more viewers than him. Let's see who else is on the front page.
Talk about storage.
Twitch Sports has got 7,500. All right, okay, fine.
I'll allow it.
Talia Mar has got 2,000. All right, okay. Erin Stevie's got 349.
Something that you are grateful for, or write something down.
I'm grateful that we've got more viewers than Erin Stevie, although her channel looks excellent. Billy Skid, stop going about viewing figures. I go on about whatever I want.
You can't go on about anything now. Shh.
Disclosure music. Okay, so. Dan TDM!
That guy. There are our nemesis.
He's out. He's my...
Don't be appalled.
Should we say? Say hello to Dan?
He's like a...
Oh, no, hang on.
Silent...
What? Hello?
Is he really there?
Yeah, he's there. Let's say hello to Dan. We're going to start properly in a minute. Oh, we've swapped sides, haven't we? I don't know how to... No, that's not it. How do we... There's a way
but
of...
I also think that we're less confusable than Ant and Dec. So, I would hope.
There we go. Nope. Hang on. Balls that up. Hang on. Oh, bugger.
Why does this cat not know how to retract his claws?
Hang on. I've screwed this up completely. Rotate. Transform. There we go. Now we want to flip us. Should we say...
Yeah, I live with Ray. I don't know if you knew that.
He's playing Among Us. We're not playing. Okay, right. Okay. We'll come out of that. Shut up.
I need to get that over.
Shut up, Dan. You're my nemesis. Actually, I love Dan TDM.
But he is our nemesis. This is what makes it more painful.
Welcome to the show. This is the Late Night Alternative. For those of you in the United Kingdom, that's right. I stole some strawberries with a thick boxer on a dumb reality TV show. I'm not complaining, though. It was paid for some of the deposit on this house. Don't worry. It's not. She's not owing. It's a cat with claws. In the lap.
Slipping down.
It's the cat with claws in the lap. There, you can see. We get that.
That is a cat.
That's George. I got five cats, four and a half cats. She's got one cat. Hello. Who are you? Talk to me about you. Introduce yourself.
My name is Catherine Boyle. I haven't been in the jungle or stolen strawberries publicly, but there are things that you might not want to know about me.
Tonight is that
we're gonna have ourselves a real good time.
That we do. Bear in mind, I haven't had a poo. Now.
Oh, is that your excuse for not winning again?
No, my excuse for not winning again.
Had you not had a poo the other three times?
My excuse is I actually went to college today. Oh. And it's a 2-hour drive there, and it's a full day at college, and it's a 2-hour drive back. And then I bumped into Jenny Barnett. Who I sort of used to know a little bit, and I liked her. I like her a lot. 71 now. I like her a lot. And I went to college with one of her daughters, or stepdaughters, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, so I bumped into Jenny, and I like her a lot, and we swapped phone numbers. And she wanted to do a podcast with me. I said, nah, not a chance, mate. There's no money in it. There's no money in podcasts these days. But so if I do badly, which I won't, if I do badly, again, just to reiterate, which I won't. It's because I've had a full day at college where I was told. I was excellent today.
What'd you get? Gold star? I've
got a sticker. They gave me Thomas the Tank Engine plaster for a cut. It was excellent.
What had you done to be so excellent?
I asked questions. I shared openly. I talked about my fears. I talked about being uncomfortable as being the only man there. I talked freely. So this is how the day is structured, right? You go in and then you check in where everyone just briefly goes around the room saying how they're feeling and stuff. Then you do some learning or you talk a little bit about theory and stuff. Today, it was person-centered theory. And so that is, what's his name? Maslow? His pyramid of satisfaction or something.
Oh, I've been there. There's a club in Milton Keynes.
You could have the battery operated. No, Maslow. Thank you, Sazzy. Maslow and his pyramid of satisfaction or something. I don't quite buy it. Hierarchy of needs. I was going to say that.
Pyramid of satisfaction sounds better.
I don't quite buy Maslow's theory. And you know what? That's okay. So we talked about that. And we talked about person-centered theories. We talked a little bit about Rogers. We talked about congruence.
So
you do that and you partner up with someone. If you go off and do some exercises, you come back, you talk about it, you go off and do some exercises, blah, 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 blah. Then you have lunch, then you come back and then you have this is the most uncomfortable bit, right? This is the second most uncomfortable bit. You have an hour of processing. Ooh. Where you sit, right, we all here? Okay, well, it's 2:05.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop at 2:55 and it's processing time now.
What does this mean?
You sit. All right, this is.
Does she put a video on and go out?
No. You sit
there.
Because
it sounds a little bit like the teacher's gone out for a fag.
You sit there. Yeah, the teacher's in there. You sit there, right? Yeah. It's nothing like Scientology. But I am Delta Code 7 and I'm not gay anymore. You sit there and it's in silence and it's really uncomfortable. And then you might go, Catherine, may I say something about you? I was really impressed today with the way you talked about your father.
Mm.
And I found that quite interesting. But I just wondered why you had to use such foul language.
Right.
And you do that for an hour and you talk about
each other off.
No, but I did it right. So I'm doing it today and I said, and so it's like silence. And I went, right, I'm going to be honest. I feel really uncomfortable and I have absolutely no idea what we're supposed to be doing here. Right. And so I'm sat here thinking, I don't know what we're doing. And should I say something or should I keep quiet or should I be criticizing something? And I've got absolutely no idea what you mean when you say processing. And you know what the teachers went? You're doing it now. I went, what? She went, what you're doing, what you've just said, you're doing it. So I then said, so am I done? Can I go? They went, no. And I said, right, okay. But the thing is, I have no idea what this hour is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I kept on talking about, and I said, hang on a minute, I'm doing it now again, aren't I? And they went, yes. And I went, I'm going to be quiet.
I bet the rest of class hate your guts, you swat.
I was going to share something there that I can't share because of confidentiality. So that's not the most uncomfortable bit of the day.
Is it the bit where you get naked?
There's no nudity. Then you then go up. You can go into groups.
Yeah.
So there's three of us and a second year. You do practice therapy sessions. You do practice therapy sessions with each other, with a teacher watching.
I was going to say, isn't that potentially quite dangerous?
And it's, what's it called? It's called skills practice, or someone the other day was calling it triads, but we call it skills practice because triads is too, you know, I don't want to get involved with those.
Gangstery, yeah.
And you do, and so you get 15. We did 15-minute sessions each with a 5-minute. Thing to talk about, and you do practice therapy and you talk about something. You go, right, hello Catherine, well, we've got 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
What would you like to talk about in this session?
Well,
don't do it now.
I was gonna say,
because I'm not,
I've got some,
I could fix you,
work.
And then you do it. Trouble at work. Oh, I get it. She's talking about me.
Yeah.
And then you do it. And that was the bit last week where I thought, and I said to them, they're all doing it, right? And I said, they said, Ian, would you like to have a go? I went, I should not effing be here, because it's like I've come in halfway through a Japanese course and you're all speaking fluent Japanese and now you want to have a little practice conversation with me. I've got no idea. But I did it. And the teacher went, I was going to say wow then, but I don't think she said wow. But she went, Ian, that was excellent. That was excellent.
Oh, she's bigging you up.
Well, because it was excellent. It was genuinely excellent.
Oh.
So, you all make your jokes about being anally retentive and bringing in your games for the last air term. You make all of your
but
jokes.
But you are literally retaining in your anus at the moment. So, you know, maybe not so much now. But
So I really, really enjoyed it today.
Good.
I went in with a brand new attitude and I loved it.
Oh, good.
I loved it. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be hard work. But you know what? Oh, look, my pan is off. There we go. You might have been hearing me out of one speaker more than the other. But I loved it, Pete. I loved it.
Good.
And it was great. And then I met Jenny Barnett and I went and had my lunch in my car like a sad case because I didn't want to sit with everyone. I went and had lunch in my car on my own. I reckon
did they not let you sit with him in the canteen? Is that what it was?
There's no canteen.
Like Mean Girls.
Right. Who can make themselves cry first?
You're scary. I mean... Are you squeezing one out? Let me see. I know why you're not done it. Because normally you pull a pube out.
Quick, while it's fresh.
What are we looking at now?
Quiet, here we go. Hi!
Squeezing it.
Shut up, man! I'm trying to do it! Look at that hair flipping over the end
of
my nose.
Yeah, it's been there a couple of days.
Pull it.
No.
Pull it.
That'll make you cry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's like a tusk.
Go on, pull it.
Is it gone?
It's like, no, it's there. Hang on.
Oh, you got two now.
Imagine it crawled out and it was a giant spider. Pull it. Just one up, one down.
Where is it? Have I got it? Did I have it?
Pull it.
Oh, my God. I can't even see it. In real life, in IRL life. Did I get it?
No.
You do it. I can't get the right... I can't get the angle of the dangle.
You heard that?
Yeah, I did. No, that's not even it. Pulled a different one out.
Well, that's the kind of guy I am. So I did some excellent therapy learnings today.
Crying bit is part of your course?
What crying bit?
Do you have to cry?
What do you mean?
Why did you just do that?
Oh, I just wanted to see who could cry first.
Oh, is that the start of the competition?
Here's the thing. So explain what this quiz is, please.
That's silly. It's an array of different tests, mental, I would say physical, but it's all mental. We sit down the whole way
through.
But
you can set physical, but you just haven't thought of any because you haven't.
I'm not doing anything physical. I didn't sign up for that. I've not signed anything, to be honest. So you can ring up and challenge us in whatever way you see fit, and one of us will emerge victorious. It's usually me.
It's 3-1 to Catherine. And I'll explain what I was thinking in a minute. Let's go to Aaron the Smiths on the Twitch page.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Greetings.
Funny you should say that Ian hasn't gone to the toilet today, because my quiz is called Number Ones and Number Twos.
Brilliant.
Have you got a pen and paper?
I have. If she hasn't, she's a twat. That's a bit harsh, wasn't it? But every week, she forgets to bring a P&P.
I usually have a book here, but you've tied
a bucket?
A book.
The book is on the top of that chest of drawers.
I'm going to need
The book is on the top of the chest of drawers.
Are we ready?
I've been ready for quite some time. Catherine, on the other hand, is a bell cheese.
Don't be bitter just because you keep losing.
Well, I want to talk about the scoring in a minute and how we can make it a little bit fairer.
Oh, you're going to take my points away?
No, I'm not going to take your points
away. Yes, you are. You're going to find some way of cheating me out of my rightful inheritance.
Every time I let one rip, I am playing a very dangerous game. Right, yes, we're ready.
So it's number ones and number twos. It's a music-related quiz that was centred around number one songs and number two songs.
Okay.
So the question number one is, which ABBA song knocked Bohemian Rhapsody off the number one spot in the charts?
Okay. Yep. Okay. Are you going to ask us any tough questions?
Question number two. This would be an easy one for you, Ian. Which Sir Tom Jones song was knocked off number one when the monkeys reached top spot?
I'm afraid we have to skip this question. We are not allowed to have any monkeys questions. I'm afraid we are not allowed to.
I don't mind.
No. We are not allowed to have any monkeys questions, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
No monkeys questions.
Okay, no monkeys related questions.
That's a new rule.
Okay.
Close the chat. No, it's not a new rule. We talked about it the other day. Close the chat, please.
Which song involving a day of the week knocked Love Is All Around by Wet 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 off the top spot?
Which song involving a day of the week?
Yes.
Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? Oh. Yeah, thank you. Got it.
Question three.
Yep.
The song Vienna by Ultravox was voted the nation's favourite ever number two. But what number which was the number one song that kept it off the top of the chart?
No clues.
I know it.
No clues. Next.
Which TV duo kept Wonderwall and Common People from the top spot?
Okay, okay. I've got a feeling we're going to get all of these. Yep. Next.
Which TV character knocked Meatloaf's I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That off number one?
Okay, next.
Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Wanted to Have Fun.
Girls Just Wanted to Have Fun.
That's all we wanted.
Girls Just Wanted to Have Fun. So what, sorry? Say that again. Lily the Pink did what?
Song.
Say that again. Catherine was being obnoxious.
Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun
was
kept off the number one spot by a song that involved a drink in 1983. Name that song.
Hang on. Okay,
there's a couple more. Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You kept which classic film theme off number one?
What do you mean classic film? That is a classic
theme, he said. Classic film theme.
Classic film theme, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, okay.
Perfect Day by Lou Reed and various artists was knocked off the top spot by which TV program's theme?
Oh, this is a stupid. This is a really stupid quiz that you're doing. What? I hate you.
What was knocked off?
Nothing.
Say it again.
He's not allowed to repeat it.
Shut up, he is.
Dick.
You're talking all the way through.
I wasn't. I just don't like this guy's attitude. I'm tempted to ban him.
We need a processing session.
Don't ban me.
I'm tempted to ban this guy for pushing it.
Aaron, what was it that was knocked off?
Perfect Day by Lou Reed and various artists was knocked off the top spot of the charts by which TV program's theme?
Okay, yep. Next one.
And the last question is, Beatles had 17 number one songs and 5 songs that peaked at number two. What were their last songs in the charts at number one and number two?
What do you mean? What? Oh, I know. So you want two songs, right?
Yes, I do. One that got the last song that got to number one by the Beatles, the last song that got to number two.
All right, yeah, got it. And great quiz.
That's the end of my quiz. You can swap papers now.
Thanking you,
thank you,
sir.
Sorry he was so rude to you. He's like that.
No, I just don't like people being smug. Right, let's go for it. Let's do this. This could be. This is the first quiz. This is the first question. The first quiz of this game, and it's a great one. Here we go.
Number one, Mamma Mia knocked Bohemian Rhapsody off the top.
Okay,
spot.
We both put Waterloo. Okay.
Number two, I can't say, I can't say because it was the monkeys related question.
Okay.
So number three.
What was it? Just out of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Green Grass of Home, I reckon.
It was Green Grass of Home, correct.
She put Delilah. That's why we can't have a monkey's question. It's just unfair. So well done. Thank you. Number three.
Which song involving a day of the week it knocked Love Is All Around?
Oh, hang on. Now my numbering is out.
Yes, exactly. It's fine.
Okay.
He says Friday, I'm in love.
She put Manic Monday.
It's Saturday Night by Wickfield.
Whoa!
Bam, bam, bam,
that's
bam,
a good song,
bam,
actually.
Bam, 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 okay. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, go on.
Next one, Joe Dolce, shut up in your face. Everyone knows that.
The nation's favourite number two.
Shut up your face.
Shut up your face.
Correct.
Sorry, that was rude of me. Carry on, give us the answer, jokes.
Shut up your face.
Yeah, we go.
Which TV duo kept Wonderwall and Common People from reaching number one in 1995?
Katarina?
I reckon Robson and Jerome.
Yeah.
It was Robson and Jerome.
Yeah.
Which TV character knocked Meatloaf, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that, off the number one spot?
Mr. Blobby!
Mr. Blobby and Dee Dee.
Yeah, number seven. Number
Cindy
six.
Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun was kept off the number one spot by a song that involved a drink in 1983. Name the song.
Catherine?
You've put Cool Cool Lemonade Baby. Is that real?
I thought I'm going to take a punt here. You've not put anything. I don't know.
Didn't think of it.
The song is Red Red Wine by UB40.
Oh, it was number one, was it? Wowzers.
That was really shocking as well, that song.
Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You kept which classic film theme off number one?
Well, Ian's put Debbie Does Dallas, but I don't remember that
Catherine
being
Catherine has put
theme.
Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong.
And you said, Ian?
Debbie Does Dallas.
The answer is Ghostbusters.
So which one of us is right?
Is it Ghostbusters 2?
No, it's Ghostbusters.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Here we go.
Perfect Day by Lou Reed and various artists knocked off the top spot of the charts by which TV programme theme?
Catherine's put Home and Away.
And you've put Biker Grove, and apparently I'm the fool.
The answer to that one is Teletubbies.
Oh, okay, all right.
They were dark times, weren't they?
And I reckon a point each for these next ones.
Yeah, a point each for these ones. So Beatles had 17 number one songs and 5 songs that peaked at number two. What was their last songs that peaked in the charts at number one and number two?
Catherine
number
has
one,
put...
Their last ever number one was The Ballad of John and Yoko. And their last ever number two was Free as a Bird.
Oh you sneaky little scroat! Okay. I love this. Quick, hang on a minute. It's going to quickly check in on Big Boy. Okay, Big Boy's
so
not
where,
there.
Where do we stand after the first quiz of the night?
Kath got 3.
And Ian got 3.
Oh, no.
Yes.
3 all.
Thank you, Aaron.
Take care. Bye.
Here we go. You take care, mate. And there.
Out!
What happened there? You take care, mate. And that is a threat. That is a threat that I've made to you. Okay, so it's 1 all. So, let's play some adverts. I enjoyed this. This is my favourite night of the week, right? It's my favourite night of the week. Oh, hang on. Someone's calling in. Let's just do this. Go on, Catherine. You take
Hello, it. Who's that?
Hello, it's Kieran.
Hey, Kieran. Have you got some brain teasers for us?
Well, I was wondering if you fancied a game of You Laugh, You Lose.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've got a video. I'm going to post the link in the chat if that works. I was watching it for about 20 minutes.
Are you Sticks McGee?
That's me.
Okay.
And I was still laughing hard after 20 minutes.
Laughing so hard.
See how you fare.
Okay. Okie dokie. So we got whoever laughs first.
If you don't laugh, you get a point. If you do laugh, you lose.
How long does it last? 55 seconds.
There we go. Oh, hang on. Here we go. Let's let the boys and girls sit. Here we go. Okay.
Okay. Here's a song Mummy's not broke. Mummy's not broke.
Why
are you? Look like it.
Right, so was that the right video? Because that wasn't...
it was funny.
Please move that out of the way, otherwise I can't operate. Move it!
Don't get so leery!
I can't believe you didn't crack, Ian.
Here's the thing.
I didn't see the video and I was laughing.
Heartless.
Let me tell you a couple of things about the Lee. First of all, I've seen that video before. Didn't laugh the first time I saw it. Secondly, I've done some research. I know who that guy is. Oh. He was taught by Brian May. Thirdly, I just don't laugh at stuff.
He's a miserable sod.
Wrong with you.
Yes, there is. He's a miserable sod and it's incurable.
But so I get the point.
You win.
And Catherine.
Well, arguably you don't win.
So hang on, Catherine is there. Yeah, so it's 1-1 and then I get that. Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Enjoyed that.
Well, you didn't.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is what we're playing, that silly quiz that we do, right? And so far, you set us quizzes, competition, physical challenges, anything, right? And we will do them. And at the end of the show, we tot up the scores and we goes on the scoreboard. At the moment, it's 3-1 to Catherine, right? I tell you what, Vermin, I just don't like your attitude, mate. So you can go. There we go. You're gone. So I won that. I'm sorry, I'm put off by the cats are dicking around like
absolute
bell cheeses.
Well, also, you're jealous because one of them's having a poo.
No, one of them's playing with my good luck card. Anyway, so it's 2-1 tonight, but it's 3-1 in the ground. Now, here's what I was thinking, right? You know, by the way, Noi is posting a Family Fortunes link. I haven't clicked on it, so it could be porn or spamware, but it's got to be worth a look. And Vox says he loves a good poop. Give me 20 minutes and I'll have something for you. I was thinking, you know, in tennis you get game, set and match. Which is the big one and which is the small one?
There's a game. It goes game, set, match.
Yeah, so which is the big one and which is the small one?
Well, the match is the overall thing.
Right.
The game. And then there's like three games in a set, isn't there?
So the sets. Right. So here's what I was thinking. It's 3-1. The first person to 10 wins that set. So then it will be 1-0, right? 1-0. And then you go into the next set. What? And then it's the first one up to 10.
Why are you making it more difficult?
Because I'm making it more fun, actually. I'm making
it
more competitive.
Making
yourself
not look quite as bad.
So what it would be is we have sets, excuse me, Freudian slip, slip. So the first one to 10 wins that set.
Mm.
And then it's 1-0.
No.
So we've got a scoreboard. Scoreboard's here.
I don't like it. I like it just this easy way.
It's tough. Hey, Stephen Elixir. Hello, Stephen. Oh, yeah, Steve's calling in with an art quiz. Yes, mate. I know Stephen. Stephen helped me out years ago. Stephen's a good guy. Stephen's a good guy.
Hello.
Hey, Stephen, how are you doing, man?
I'm very good, thanks. You remember me.
I don't remember you. Stephen, very kindly, hang on, I'm going to get up so we can see. Years ago, and we're talking years ago, and I'm terrified of putting a date on it, but would ran, I don't know if you still do, I'm assuming you still do, a big, like, AV company, audio visual, and would lend me loads. For anyone that came and saw the, I can't remember what it was called, but the show I did upstairs at the Hen and Chickens when I was at LBC, you lent us all the equipment, all the technical equipment for that.
Yeah,
and for a couple of other things as well that I did.
Bits and bobs.
And you helped Barry from Watford as well, so we have you to blame for his ongoing stuff. How are you doing, man? I've not spoken to you. I mean, that was like 15 years ago. I've not spoken to you for about 10 years.
I know. Yeah, things are good. I mean, we're in the live event industry, which is, you know, it's, So things aren't great at QED, but, you know, we're still motoring on and, you know, still
So it's still going. It's hard to predict and project, isn't it? And I don't want to get too heavy because that's not what you've called in for. But is it going to be all right, do you think? Can you see a way out of this?
I kind of predicted this in January and February. And people were saying, well, things are going to get back to normal in the autumn. And I didn't think so. I don't think things are going to be back to normal next year either in our industry, in the live events industry. So, yeah, it's kind of difficult, but, you know, we've been around for 35 years and I'm hoping that we can, you know, stay in business, really. But,
I hope so, man. You're one of the good guys. So lovely to see when your name pops up. Oh, Stephen! it wasn't Ian Lee versus Radio. It was before that. I can't think what it was called. It's just like the show I did was we had Agent Chris hiding in a giant box. And someone is saying they can see cardiacs behind you. Can they see cardiacs behind you? Oh, there we go. There we go. Poor old Tim Smith, eh?
I know.
Poor old Tim Smith.
Since they started, I've been a cardiac fan.
Poor old Tim Smith.
I know you know Carvis and...
Carvis, of course. It was Shindiggery. Thank you, Sloot.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yes, it was.
Indeed. Right, let's have this quiz, please,
right,
Stephen.
Now, the thing is, Zoom I know all about, but Skype I don't. And I'm trying to work out how to share the screen, which I would have thought would be quite easy.
There is a share the screen button. It's not that easy. Do you want me to send you a Zoom link?
Yeah.
Are you in the... Hang on a minute. Because there's a weird echo. Are you in the chat for the show as well?
I am a subscriber.
Can you type in the chat and then I can whisper to you a Zoom link?
All right, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Oh, I didn't get what his name was. It doesn't matter. Because no one would dare to pretend to be someone that they're not on the internet, would they? Oh. That simply wouldn't happen. While we're waiting for that, why did you sigh then?
Just because you've just opened a can of worms.
Hey, get to the boat. I don't believe it is you. So the Wonder Stuff doing a farming album. Did you hear this? They're trying to do like a meditation album for farm animals, the Wonder Stuff. And they've got a new single coming off
it. Welcome to the Sheep's.
No. No, it's called The Size of a Cow.
You saying I'm a cow?
Well, I wasn't, but if the shit fits, eat it.
You're obsessed with it. Just go and have a poo, for God's sake.
I don't want to.
I think you do.
Where is he? Stephen!
I can learn to understand you much better if I can get familiar with the way you talk.
He talks loud and rude.
I need your permission to help.
Go away!
And unprofessionalism.
I don't want. Go away, Cortana. What is this? Right, hang on. Cheering. Thank you for the gifted subs.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What?
Sorry, we thought this was Amy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, can I have Zoom, please?
She wants Zoom now.
What is going on with
everyone's ringing up with their conditions? It's like dealing with Mariah Carey.
Right, can Can I have Zoom, please? This is supposed to be fun, and it's not. It's no fun. Right.
It's a bit fun.
So now what are we, waiting for? Has anybody got a quiz?
Whisper a Zoom link.
Has anybody... No, put the Zoom link in the chat. He's
Amy
got it.
Amy says she wants to do Zoom.
It's in the chat. Honestly. By the way, I'm happy to keep stalling because it's 2-1. He called you on there. Could you not have just replied the Zoom link to the Skype user? I don't know. If you love him so much, why don't you marry him? Rachie's emailed one. We'll get. Is this technical difficulties? It'll be technical difficulties. My fist up your Jackson.
There it is.
There is not it. You don't even know what it is. I'll show you what it is. I'll show you what it is. Right. Has anybody got a quiz?
I mean, you seem like a lot of fun. I'm not surprised they want to play.
Right, this guy is going to have a quiz.
He's okay. Going to have his penis in his hand.
Well, this is why we're not seeing his penis. To start, Jimbot 244. Sounds like a good guy.
He's not my favourite of the 244s.
Right, here we go. Hang on. Here comes Big Steve now.
All right, now we're in business.
Here we go.
Hi, hello. Hi, sorry about that.
That's all right.
No wonder your whole industry is up shit creek with an attitude like that.
Yeah, I've got all these confusions on.
Oh, right. Now we can't hear you. Hang on. They can't hear you because. No. It's because I have it. I change all the settings throughout the day. There we go.
Now let's hear you.
Okay. Right.
Beautiful.
Right. Host has disabled screen sharing, so you need to enable me. Yeah.
Come on, Ian.
The tone in his voice.
Come on, Ian.
the defeat in his voice. Hostess is disabled screen sharing. Right, well, how do I...
This is a good quiz. It's for Catherine, really.
Sorry?
Well, right. I mean, it's all about art, so...
Hang on, who's Karen?
I don't know.
Who's Karen McDonald?
You just invited her in.
I didn't invite anybody.
She did. She was in the waiting room reading a magazine, and you just hoyed her in it.
I haven't hoyed anybody. How dare you? I would not hoyed anybody until there's a vaccine.
Well, she's going to get yeeted.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.